There's a wonderful story in some African tradition of the God who's walking down the road, and the God has on a hat that is colored red on one side and blue on the other side. So when the people, the farmers in the field, go in to the village in the evening, they said, "Did you see that fellow, that God with the blue hat?" And the others said, "No, no, he had a red hat on," and they get into a fight.
He even makes it worse by first walking along this direction, then turning around, turning his hat around so that again, it'll be red and black or whatever it is. And then when these two chaps fight and are brought before the king or chief for judgment, this fellow appears and he says, "It's my fault, I did it. Spreading strife is my greatest joy."
And there's a truth in that.
There sure is, yes.
Which is?
No matter what system of thought you have, it can't possibly include boundless life. And when you think everything's just that way, trick comes in, it all blows, and you get the becoming thing again. Now, Jung has a wonderful saying somewhere. Religion is a defense against a religious experience.
Well, you have to explain that.
Well, that means it has reduced the whole thing to concepts and ideas. And having the concept and idea short circuits the transcendent experience, the experience of deep mystery is what one has to regard as the ultimate religious experience.
Well, there are many Christians who believe that to find out who Jesus is, you have to go past the Christian faith, past the Christian doctrine, past the Christian church. And I know that's heresy to a lot of people. But
well, you have to go past the image of Jesus. The image of God becomes the final obstruction. Your God is your ultimate barrier. This is basic Hinduism, basic Buddhism. The idea of the ascent of the spirit through the centers, the chakras as they're called, or lotuses, the different centers of experience, the animal experiences of hunger and greed, or just the zeal of reproduction, or the physical mastery of one kind or another. These are all stages of power. But then when the center of the heart is reached, and the sense of compassion on another person, mercy and participation, and I and you are in some sense of the same being, this is what marriage is based on. There's a whole new stage of life experience opens up with the opening of the heart. And this is what's called the virgin birth, actually, the birth of a spiritual life in what formerly was simply a human animal, living for the animal aims of health, progeny, wealth, and a little fun. But now you come to something else, to participate in this sense of accord with another, or accord with some principle that has lodged in your mind as a good to be identified with, then a whole new life comes. And this is, in Oriental thinking, the awakening of the religious experience. And then this can go on even to the quest for the experience of the ultimate mystery. Now, this ultimate mystery can be experienced in two senses. One, without form, and the other with form. And in this Oriental thinking, you experience God with form here. This is heaven. That's the identification with your own being, because that which God refers to is the ultimate mystery of being, which is the mystery of your being as well as of the world. So this is it.
How do you explain what the psychologist Maslow calls peak experiences and what your friend James Joyce called epiphanies? I love that word, epiphany.
Oh, well, they're not quite the same.
But, I know.
The peak experience, it refers to actual moments of your life when you feel that this has told you something. Something has come through in your experience of your relationship to the harmony of being. It can come, my peak experiences, I mean, the ones that I knew were peak experiences after I had them, all came in athletics.
Which was the Everest of your experience?
Yeah, well...
Which one was it? Was when you were running at Columbia?
Yes, of course. And I ran a couple of races. It was just beautiful. And the whole race, I knew I was going to win, and there was no reason for me to know I was going to win because I was touched off anchor in a relay with the first man 30 yards ahead of me. And I just knew it was the peak experience. Nobody could beat me today. That's the kind of being in full form and really doing it. I don't think I've ever done anything in my life as competently as I ran those two races. And those, consequently, were the experience of really being at my full and doing perfect job. I don't think I've ever had anything like that quite, that I really came up to anything quite that way.
Do you think you, Joseph Campbell, it has to be physical?
No, but it can be a peak experience. There are other kinds of peak experiences which I know were superior to those, but those are the ones that, when I read Maslow and read the peak experience, I just know that those were peak experiences.